Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm so excited that my good friend Paul Marwood is here solo today, this time around. But I'm so excited because, you know, Paul and I have been talking for, a while, right? And I actually learned how to do the universal sphere and with him and Holly, and then had some private sessions with Paul, and you will just, you know, just wonderful. And so Paul today is going to be talking to us about experiencing the unified field. And today we're going to actually experience it during this show. So yay, I love experiential stuff. It you know, for me, it's about until I experience it, it's just not quite real. You know, I can talk about stuff as much as I want, but until I actually experience it, I don't have that knowing, right? So Paul is here with us. And for those of you who don't know Paul, he, you know, originally is from Zimbabwe in Australia, now lives in the US. That's why he has that wonderful accent. And he has embodied the clarity of vision for his life and followed his heart to pursue his passion, which I absolutely love. And Paul and I kind of have that in common, moving to totally different worlds and doing totally different things and just, you know, like doing a complete 180, 360, whatever, right? A big changes. And so with unwavering focus and success, Paul began his early career as a control systems engineer, and he worked many years before branching out to launch and run his own international control system engineering company for 15 years. Now, though, Paul doesn't do that. He switched over to the the world of woo-woo, we're going to say. But Paul had a near-fatal car accident a while ago, and that brought about a spiritual awakening and rapid changes in his perspective on life. And after his body healed, he began the next phase of his life, which he would describe as one of a spiritual seeker, and his personal spiritual development became his priority. So I would like to say that, you know, you're a spiritual seeker and you're also a finder, spiritual finder. So Paul was drawn to reconnective healing, and then with a reputation as a successful practitioner in this modality, Paul came to the U.S. where he met his wife Holly, which, you know, I actually met Paul and Holly back in Los Angeles. It feels like forever ago, but I don't think it was that long ago, maybe 4 years, I'm not sure. And all of this, all of his journey, all of his training, all and everything has prepared him in a profound and compelling way, culminating in the creation of Soul Genesis. And so Paul is here to talk about Soul Genesis and most, you know, today talk about the unified, universal sphere, and we're going to talk about the unified field. And so, you know, there's sometimes we think that, you know, we've taken a turn from like we did this and that we're doing this. But in essence, we're not really like really shifting gears that much. It's like we bring all of our life experiences into what we're doing now. Right, Paul? So welcome to the show, Paul.
Thanks, Alara. And for those people that are into Star Wars, I've moved to the light side.
Yes, from the dark to the light. Absolutely. And I'm so glad, you know. And that's the thing with you, Paul, you know, you've experienced a lot, you've trained in different modalities as well, and totally shifted your life moving from Australia to the US, right? I moved from Canada to Europe, but you know what I mean? But at mm-hmm. least, you know, it's about finding the truth of who you are and doing what works for you, right? So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, your story, even though we kind of touched on it in the bio, but can you tell us a little bit more about you and how you started working with energy, spiritual, metaphysical stuff, and specifically the spheres that we're going to talk about later.
Yeah, thanks, Alara. Well, I guess back in my early days as an engineer, I didn't really believe in the psychics and energy and stuff like that. I kind of thought psychic people were, you know, should really, you know, go and get a real job, go and build something, you know, stop being in airy fairyland. So the universe had a bigger picture for me, and obviously it changed that perspective quite enormously. Mm-hmm. The basically in 92 had a car accident where a car hit me when I was stationary on the side of the road at 60 miles an hour, 100 k's an hour, thereabouts. Should have killed me, didn't. Wasn't my exit point. And basically created what one might say a Kundalini awakening, and which really kind of rocked my world completely. I went from just the engineering world of mathematics and real physical 3D world stuff to suddenly experiencing, you know, out of body stuff, astral travel, experiencing past lives, like I was really there, you know, speaking weird languages, all that stuff was very crazy for me at the time. I didn't really know how to handle it. And I can see why sometimes people check themselves into lunatic asylums when something like that happens. Thank goodness a friend of a friend actually came into my life, and she'd already experienced all of that. So she was the perfect person to help me, guide me through the process. So she could say to me, you know, this is what's happening so far. This is likely what's going to happen next. And more often than not, she was absolutely perfectly correct. And so the process unfolded. She directed me to some books and things like that I could read to understand the process as well. And then the logical mind was able to kind of, you know, deal with it a little bit better. And so, you know, the process in that sort of thing is really a gift, you know, because, you know, we put labels on it, you know, wow, mm-hmm. Kundalini awakening. But the truth of the matter is we all have Kundalini. We all have that energy within us. Some of us, it's simply more active than others. Sometimes it awakens suddenly. Sometimes it awakens slowly in all of us. But then the end result is something that's so much more profound, in the sense that we experience so much more in any given moment in our lives. So it's, you know, an analogy might be seeing two or three colors of the rainbow and then suddenly seeing, you know, 20 colors of the rainbow and knowing that there's another 40 colors either side of those. Mm-hmm. So, and that created a huge shift in me, you know, away from the engineering. And the universe had a plan to bring me to the United States to meet my lovely wife. And it happened. I fell in love with her instantly. I'm not a person that rushes things, but actually proposed to her 9 days later, and she said yes. And since then, literally, you know, Holly and I have just built this business together, and information just flows through. Our teachers are of the non-physical realm, and the bottleneck in the process is actually, you know, Paul and Holly. We there's so much information flowing, we can't sort of get it out fast enough. Mm-hmm. So, but it's just the whole thing is accelerated in such a phenomenal way. And I'm so blessed to be here with you today, and these beautiful souls, these beautiful people that have joined us now live, but also on the replay, to just share some of that information that's coming through. And I love that you said about, you know, it's not really real until you experience it. And that's why I'm excited to be able to do an experiential session today, because I agree with you. Someone can say all sorts of things, but until you actually experience it yourself, how does it become your own truth? And so I love the experiential piece.
Yeah, me too. And for me, you know, experiencing, you know, energies and experiencing truths, you know, that we experience in, you know, in many different ways. That is a deeper sense of knowing than just knowing it intellectually, right? And, you know, one of the things you mentioned, you know, when you were talking was about, you know, how many times have we wanted to or thought we should check ourselves into the loony bin, right? And I remember saying to my ex-husband and whatever, or other people, maybe not him, but somebody, it's like, you know, if something ever happens, do not take him to the hospital. Do not call the doctor. Call this person. Okay, call this person and everything will be fine, right? Because it's like, it's not anything that the medical community can do anything with. And so many times when stuff did happen, I would go to the doctor because, you know, I'm such a good girl. I listen. It's like, go to the doctor. You're fine. There's everything. Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong with you. You're like, it's like, yeah, I know, blah, 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 you know. And so how often do we experience changes? You know, so we're talking about experiential, experience changes, experience energies, experience different, even realms and different ways of being that we don't understand at the time, right? Until after the fact. And then it's like, and sometimes for me, I'm a slow learner, I guess, in some ways. It took me almost 20 years to get something, you know? It's like, oh, okay, got it, you know, right? Yep. But we all learn and we take in the knowledge and the wisdom, you know, at our own speed, at our own rate, right? And so that's why I say we are all seekers to some degree, but we're also finders. We are finding all the time our truth and what works for us. And if we can just tap into that more and more and acknowledge it and receive it is I'm not, that's not the right word I was looking for, but really accept it even, you know, then your life will start to change even more.
Yes. And being open to that more as it comes through, that truth, and seeing it for the truth. And with that, ideally the kind of distortion that sometimes our mind, our ego, our stuff, our baggage puts onto it, so that we see it with a different, you know, not the rose colored glasses, but maybe the other colored glasses, you know, our baggage colored glasses. So.
Exactly. And, you know, and yeah, I was going to say trust the information or the wisdom that comes in, trust your feelings, trust your senses, right? Trust what's happening. And you know, if you have any doubt, obviously go to the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Say that right up front. We're not medical professionals at all. So if you have anything going on with you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, go see a professional, please, a doctor, and so on and so forth. But, you know, on all of our journeys, you know, this, we do tap into, and I don't know, but I might be way ahead of myself, but anyway, we do tap into the unified field a lot, not recognizing or realizing that we are doing that.
Mm-hmm. It's all around us all the time. We never escape from it. It is everything that we are and everything that's around us.
We are in it all the time, right?
Yep. You got it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just our focus and our awareness of that, what it is, and also, you know, expanding to more so that we get to see and feel the more that's around us as well, which is part of this ascension process. You know, we're expanding to more. So, you know, bring it on, I say. If I can just make a suggestion, quick suggestion to our audience. For those people out there that are not familiar with Zoom, if you're on a computer, in the top right-hand corner, there's a little button, and correct me if I'm saying the wrong thing here, Alara, but just there's a button there that says Speaker View, Gallery View, and as you press it, it'll toggle the two views. So you get to have the view, which is the Brady Bunch with lots of little thumbnail pictures, or you get the Speaker View, which is the big picture of whoever's speaking in the time at the moment. And I'd encourage the audience with us now, just click on the one that has the big picture of us speaking, because A, you'll see us a whole lot more clearly, but also it's kind of less distracting than the other view sort of thing, but you know, it's entirely up to yourself. So that's my little
Zoom. Yeah, and if you do have a question, you can hit the raise your hand button. It's there somewhere. I never know. You can raise your hand, or you can type a message in the chat box, or you can, well, don't wave wildly because I won't see you, because I don't have my grid view on, right? So yeah, do one of those two things, or just unmute yourself. Okay. If we're not in the middle of a process, go ahead and unmute yourself and ask a question. Okay. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Awesome. And the way you can raise your hand, if you like, is at the bottom of your screen where it says participants, you just click on participants. And at the bottom of that little pop-up, there's a little button that says raise hand. So you can just click that and that'll raise your hand, and Alara will be able to see it.
Yeah, I will see it. I just never know where it is because I'm always the host. I'm almost always the host. So, all right. So we briefly touched on ascension. So, you know, ascension has been going on for a while. What is your perspective on ascension? What's happening?
Well, you know, I think lots of people have different perspectives, but I have to say, this is my own personal perception of what it is, you know, this ascension is a raising of our vibration, a raising of our consciousness. And part of that process, or sort of a resultant of that process, is we're remembering that we're not just this little physical body in 3D and that's our entire world. We're starting to remember that we are this beautiful being of light that's simply part of our consciousness is embodied in this physical body. There's a lot more of our multidimensional consciousness that exists in higher realms. Hence, all of us pretty much say, you know, I talk to my higher self today, or I'd love to get some guidance from my higher self. Well, we all say that every day, but if you stop for a moment and think, well, hang on a sec, what I am doing is talking to myself, a higher aspect of my consciousness, who sees and knows the bigger picture of things because it's connected to more. And so there's not just one higher self. There's higher self and higher self of that higher self and higher self of that higher self. So the ascension process is I've experienced and continue to experience is this expansion of awareness, so that any given instant in time, I'm aware of so much more. There's more information coming in. We may be having multiple conversations all at the same time. So there might be the physical Paul and Alara having conversations here, but I might be talking to my guides or getting information downloads at exactly the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, when you consider people that channel similar things, so information is coming in and they're speaking it as it's coming through. So we're learning to open up to more, utilize our psychic abilities to see energy, feel the experiences, feel beyond this little 3D physical world that so many of us have spent so long in with its intensity that we think that's everything, and it isn't. And I honestly believe everyone in our audience here today know and experience a lot more than that, because they wouldn't be here on your lovely show, you know, with all the information you share with people. So all of us have had those experiences, and we're eager to learn more because we want to go back to that place of remembering who we really are and trust those information and those experiences and those connections as they come in, because the trust builds that bridge so that it then goes from a I wonder to this is an everyday part of my life.
And that's the thing. I mean, we talk about, you know, being our higher self, but we're multidimensional beings, right? And so we actually have different aspects of ourselves living simultaneous lives in other realities, parallel realities, other planets, like so on and so forth, right? And so for me, you know, as I'm saying this, it's true, because even my own other aspects, and it's not higher or lower at all, right? It's this other aspects of myself are tapping in and tuning in and to say, yes, we are here too. And if we would like to connect with them or have a conversation with them or just have them be a part of this conversation as well, have their energies be a part of this conversation as well, we have that capacity and we can start to do that more and more. And that, you know, I'll be honest, I'm like 12 years ago, 15 years ago, I did not know that. You know, I did not know that was a possibility. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, huh. So as we continue along this ascension, I'm going to call it a ride, because sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down. It's a roller coaster, definitely a roller coaster, right? Mm-hmm. And as we continue, we keep going, we keep swimming, we start to experience different ways of being, different realities, different energies, and ourselves. We experience ourselves in a different way.
More of ourselves.
More of ourselves. Yeah. Exactly. And so it can be fun and exciting and, you know, what else is possible? Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know, when you don't have guides or signposts, they're like, I have no idea what's going on. Somebody help. Right.
And that tends to be actually the confusion with so many of us, because, you know, we experience something and this I think is one of the biggest challenges that most of us are facing. We're experiencing new things, but because it's a little bit out of what we're aware of, our 3D mind doesn't know how to deal with it or process it because it's something new. So we don't know how to, the mind likes to put something in a box, but where we're going, you can't put it in a box. Mm-hmm. So the mind has a little bit of a problem with that. So we have a new experience and we go, wow, that's cool. But it either fades very quickly or, you know, we're just not sure how to deal with it. And am I the only one experiencing it? And this is where there's this lovely aspect, like for yourself, Lara, in creating the community that you have, it's the opportunity for each of us to start to share and say, okay, well, I experienced this. And then someone else puts up their hand and say, yeah, I experienced almost the same thing. And then that kind of helps us because we go, okay, we're not going crazy. This really is real. And so
we're not alone.
Yes, and we're not alone. We're never alone. Even when you think you're physically alone, you're actually never alone. There's all of your guides, etc., around you. And when you call them in, they're all right there. And so, yeah, you know, we are never alone.
And that's one of the things that I think, you know, when we are going through this ascension, is that sometimes we feel like we're disconnected from our guides, from our team. And a lot of people, they don't even know who their team is until somebody tells them, oh, well, it's, you know, I see so-and-so, you know, as part of your team, or I see, you know, this angel or that angel or this Pleiadian or that Pleiadian. the first time somebody told me there was an angel in my beside me in the room, or a Pleiadian watching, it's like, what? What are you talking about? You know, it's like, I don't know anything about that kind of stuff, right? I wasn't raised that way. And now it's like, yeah, it's so natural and so normal. And it's like we've grown up in the past 20, 30 years so fast, right? And so what can we now expect to experience as this ascension is like, it's speeding up, going faster and faster and faster. And at the same time, it's like, it's easier. Is that possible?
I think to answer your question just indirectly for a moment, it's going to continue to speed up. And the speeding up piece and how much it speeds up. And see, we're all going to experience this relatively uniquely ourselves because, I'm not an ascension expert, but I get lots of information and downloads. So I'm pretty well versed with this piece, and I'll share what I know. It's not the be all and end all, but as far as I understand it, the ascension process is going to continue to accelerate. So the energies, the codes, the portals are opening more and more. The vibration of everything is rising faster and faster and faster. So if we choose to move along with this ourselves and not resist it, it does make it easier, like mm-hmm. you said, Alara. Mm-hmm. Most of us are at different levels of our vibrational ascension process, and that's not a good or a bad. It's just where we're at. It's no judgment in that. So some of us will experience more, some of us challenges, some of us experience less challenges. Some of us have also had a lot of, one might say, trauma in many past lives, and we're clearing that stuff. And as we clear it, that can kind of, as you said, add a little bit of a challenge because where we're moving forward, we're unencumbered, we're clear, you know, so we don't, in our 5D, 6D beyond aspects of ourselves, we're not sitting there getting all upset and angry because someone said such and such, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't exist in that realm. So what happens in, we can have clarity. So it doesn't mean to say that it's something we agree with, something we disagree with, but we don't have that, you know, the piece about, you know, our baggage coming in and clouding our vision. So this part of us releasing those pieces to be able to move to that higher consciousness of ourselves. Because as we move to higher consciousness, there's some pieces we have to leave behind because they just don't exist at that lower vibration. And if you, for example, if you go to a higher, say you're in one might say 5D, I apologize for putting the labels here, but it's easier for us to deal with. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're moving to a 5D type consciousness and then something, we're still in our physical form, something triggers us and we get upset or angry, what happens then is our vibration just simply lowers and we're back in our 3D aspect. So no, we don't leave the planet. Yes, we are all here right now, but our whole perception of our reality changes. So you know when you're a very high consciousness, a very high ecstatic state, you start to see so much more, you start to see so much more clarity, and you're peaceful and you're clear with everything. But when you go to that other sort of, if I'll give you the 3D examples, we're upset or angry, instead we see a small piece of our reality and we're spiraling down in that frustration. So there isn't a good or bad, right or wrong, there's just a different experience of reality.
Makes sense. And so how can we use the unified field to our advantage to navigate through the ascension with more ease?
I love it. Great question. You know, this is part of, and many people will say this who are in our realms, this is a time of remembering. So we are remembering who we really are, this incredible being of light that really is a lot more powerful than we have awareness and credit for as we speak in our physical form. And in that place, this where the unified field aspect comes in is us starting to experience this greater, so that we're basically, the experiences are helping us rip down the little walls that we've created, saying, okay, here I am, I'm separate to you, Alara, when reality I'm not. Mm-hmm. You know, we are these beautiful beings. We are all connected consciously, even more so in soul family type arrangements, etc. And we all experience that. I'm just going to digress just for a second. We all experience that every day because it's not unusual when one of us, say I'm thinking of you, and then you call me on the telephone So we get physical example of that all day. You don't know that I'm thinking of you, but you do, because in the consciousness, the collective consciousness of the humans on the planet, for example, as I think of you, Alara, instantly you receive that message that I'm thinking of you, and that may trigger you. You go, oh, I should give Paul a call, and mm-hmm. then you call me. So we get proof every day that this really does exist.
And that happens all the time with me, all the time.
Yeah, likewise. You know, so, and Holly, yes, we're married, so we do share a whole lot of, you know, as married couples tend to do anyway, but there's so many times her and I are on exactly the same web page looking at some information that we were like yesterday, or we're thinking exactly the same thing, or I'll go up to her and say, why don't we go and do this? And she says, well, I was just thinking about doing that, you know, so, and it's not part of our normal pattern. So, you know, there's that proof. So the unified field is everything. Okay. It's all of creation. So it's way beyond where we're talking about here in our little 3D earth and our little physical bodies and stuff like that. But as we start to experience this, our mind doesn't get it, which I'm going to preempt people today. When we do this, you'll experience something, and I can give you some guidelines of some of the things to help give you some grounding as to what you may experience. The truth of the matter is the mind really doesn't get it. So for those people that are very much in their mind and asking questions, your mind won't get it. It's just be open, just be this experience. Because what starts, as we start to experience this unified field, we start to get it, that there's more out there. And we have these beautiful beings all around in support of us. They're helping us have this remembering of this process. And as we go through this ascension process while still in our physical form, we get to self-realize and cognize how we do this process and the experiences as we expand and go through this process, which is actually very powerful, because that is actually going out into the greater galactic collective as well. Mm-hmm. So connecting to the unified field is helping us firstly realize there's more, and secondly, so many of us get caught in our drama of something in our lives, and that's perfectly fine. I don't mean to say this with any judgment. But as soon as we start to open up to the bigger picture, we realize the truth of where that little piece of drama fits into the grand scheme of things. And yes, we have to deal with it, for example, but it doesn't become more consuming to us. We can have clarity in the moment, go, okay, this is what's happening, this is what I need to do. But we're more peaceful and centered and relaxed about it. We still feel the emotions that the drama creates, because we're meant to while we're in this 3D physical form. But as we start to expand our consciousness to more, we're able to get these downloads, get the guidance from our higher self, get the guidance from our soul, you know, be able to tap into, you know, our guides, our angels, our spirit guides, whoever we choose to. Mm-hmm.
So they put up the question.
Yes, please, Renata.
Renata, did you have a question? No?
No. Okay.
Not yet. So, maybe later.
So the truth of the matter is, then, as we start to live our lives where we have more information coming in, and our mind goes, how can I deal with all this extra information? This is, again, why the mind doesn't get it, because the consciousness of who we are can process literally, I'm just going to put a number, this isn't a true number, mm-hmm. billions of times more information in any second than what our mind can process as we are right here in our 3D form. So we can be aware of so much more simultaneously, and we're not overloaded. It actually feels very relaxed. Mm. You know. So this is the interesting piece where, like I said, the mind doesn't get it.
Yeah.
But we flow into this place. And we flow through our lives because we have this awareness, this help, this assistance, this knowledge, and we're not felt left alone, and I have to struggle and I can't find an answer and I don't know how to solve this problem and I feel so isolated and feel so alone. But that's not true. As soon as you open up to more, there's plenty of help, plenty of ideas, plenty of suggestions.
And that's it, right? When you're tapped into the unified field, and tapping in means basically being open to asking a question and receiving an awareness or information. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really nothing more than that. But it is about getting out of your head.
Yeah,
getting out of your head, out of your mind, right?
Yes, you're so spot on.
And so, you know, we're talking about the unified field as well, and we're talking about, you know, like how there are like infinite possibilities available to us. So why it's not a great question, I get it. But why, when there are so many infinite possibilities that were available to us and the unified field is vast, why do we keep having the same issues and problems recurring over and over again?
You know, that is an absolutely awesome question. I love it. Okay. This is my answer to this question. I'm just going to take a step back. Okay. If you imagine that Source is omnipotent and omniscient, and the way Source self-realizes that omnipotence and omniscience is it splits itself up into a number bigger than you and I can even imagine of uniquely different versions of itself, which mm-hmm. is an aspect of our soul at this dimension, aspect of our soul, another dimension. And then there's billions of us and there's billions of planets and billions of dimensions and everything else. So, well, not billions of dimensions, but there's all of these other permutations and combinations. And then Source can then self-realize, because we all express something of our gift, we're all unique, and we self-realize something very unique. So that's the way Source can self-realize how omnipotent and omniscient it is. And because we're a part of Source, it's part of our self-realization as well. Mm-hmm. Now, to directly answer your question, we operate at a particular vibration, so to speak. You know, humans, it's not a number like 101 hertz or something, but our consciousness is at a specific vibration, and our patterns, our baggage influence those patterns. The patterns, then what that does is it then, when we have this vibration, we have this pattern, the pattern has a tendency to repeat itself. If you look in the rest of the world, you'll see that this term fractal, where you see a pattern and you see the pattern repeat itself, and you see the pattern repeat itself, and then you look at the bigger version, the pattern repeats itself. Mm-hmm. So when we're operating at a certain vibration, we have a pattern, that pattern is going to have a tendency to repeat itself.
Right.
So we will tend to have those same experiences again and again. But when we choose to shift, hence you and I, for example, leaving the country and then go to a completely different country, completely different thing, we're changing the pattern.
Yes.
So as we change the pattern, change our vibration, our experience changes. And we're actually meant to. We're not ideally not meant to stick in a particular pattern, because if we do, we're not expressing our full ability to manifest and experience the fullness of who we really are. There isn't a right or wrong, but we're just not fully optimizing that. So that's kind of why we tend to repeat things, because that pattern will keep repeating itself until we change it.
Yeah. And so we can change the pattern, or we can like let go of that pattern completely. And can the unified field, or the field of infinite possibilities, how can that help us in our everyday life? Because, you know, for me, I'm a practical person. It's like, okay, yeah, I know all this stuff intellectually, right? But it's like, how is this going to help me in my everyday?
I think, this is firstly, great question. It comes from our awareness. If we don't know anything different, then how do we know what to change to? Mm-hmm. So I believe things like the universal sphere is one of many tools that are being channeled and brought, gifted to the planet at this time, and will continue to do so. There's going to be more stuff coming in as we move through our ascension process to help us self-realize that we're more. So we're connecting in. This is a very quick and easy tool to very rapidly connect us to this more. And then as we have this more, we have the ability to make a different decision, or simply this clarity in the moment that, you know, we have our conscious, our subconscious, our superconscious, our unconscious. Mm-hmm. When something's in our unconscious, for example, it can manipulate us. So in other words, why do I always attract this type of man or this type of woman into my life? So that's vibrationally related, and it's also in our unconscious. And so there's certain patterns that we keep doing, but as we expand to the unified field and more, we start to tap into the greater awareness of what's around us, what's happening to us. We become aware of these patterns, and then we can come from a place which is firstly clearer, but secondly, we get to choose, is this vibrationally aligned with me? And if it is, yes, I'm going to continue with this experience. If it isn't vibrationally aligned with me, I now have an awareness, and then I have information that can come in if I ask for it to help me change to a different vibration, so my experience changes, because this doesn't work for me anymore. It might have worked for you earlier in your life. It might have even worked for you in an earlier lifetime, but it doesn't work for you now. So then when we have that clarity within ourselves, we then have the ability, because we all live in what's called a free will zone, this third dimensional world we're living in, this consciousness construct of 3D world on planet Earth, for example, has a certain set of rules, and we live in a free will zone. So we get to choose. Mm-hmm. You know, that almost makes it a little bit of a headache for the universe, because you and I, Alara, we can change out. We can make a different decision tomorrow. Like, say, for example, I decide I'm going to become a fireman tomorrow. That completely changes my timelines. And the universe can't say anything, can't say no to that, because I'm living in a free will zone. And that's also why the star beings and such are being extremely patient. They're not coming down to Earth or anything like that in a mass form, because we live in a free will zone. We need to choose that piece. And yes, we can choose individually, but we need to choose collectively. And so there is that piece where they honor us in our free will zone. They won't come in and influence us in a way or even help us unless we ask, because they're not allowed to. It's part of, one might say, the galactic laws, one of many. So, you know, they're honoring us. So the free will zone helps us tap into more knowledge, be clear in the moment, and then make different decisions. And then as a subset of that, when we're aware that there is more, we're also aware there's infinite possibilities. So our mind says, okay, this is the problem and this is the solution. But this is the thing I love about the universal sphere, which we'll get into in a second. But as we move into this unified field of infinite possibilities and solution energy, we start to realize that the solution doesn't have to be the limited solution that our 3D mind has. This is a problem, this is a solution. Because you're limiting everything so much, and you're also limiting your experience. As soon as you start to open up to infinite possibilities and solution energy, firstly, you can go, because you know there's a solution out there to every single problem in creation, as we would say. Creation doesn't see it as a problem, but it's just an experience. But there's always a solution. So we can relax into that. And then we can allow our higher self, we can allow the guidance, this knowledge coming in to help us navigate forward. And then the solution generally just presents itself. So this is how we move through our lives now with more ease and grace. But the cool thing is we get to experience so much more, because as soon as we open up to infinite possibilities, we start to see solutions and manifest solutions that our mind could not have ever thought of, and it's so much cooler. So our life becomes more magical, which I love. You know, that's kind of the stuff that Holly and I are experiencing now. It's just so incredible. But you have to experience it yourself. It doesn't matter what I'm saying, you know, and that's why I'm hoping today we'll just start to give you that little glimpse into that piece.
So there were a few questions that I had as you were talking. So one of them, you know, you're talking about being vibrationally aligned. And so that means like something works for you. It feels good for you. Is that what you mean by being vibrationally aligned?
Yeah, I think the litmus paper test is if it feels good, you're vibrationally aligned with it. If it doesn't feel good, you're not vibrationally aligned. It's like when you and I pretty much think the same way. We're both spiritual people on our spiritual journey. We could talk for hours and days. But if we're talking with someone who's really has no sort of concept of where we're at, you're operating almost in two different realities, it's hard to even have a conversation.
Yeah, if you suddenly started talking to me about engineering, I'd be like, I have no idea. I'm out.
Yeah, there you go. And that's it. That's a good example. And so the litmus paper test is, does it make me feel good? You know, do I feel uplifted when I finish talking with this person? Or do I feel excited about doing this job or doing this hobby or whatever it may be? So using that, so we're starting to tap more into our inner feelings to allow our higher self and our knowingness to guide us in another way.
And so, and you're also talking about, you know, when you make a decision, it starts to change all of your timelines. But is it just based on making a decision or a choice, or is it based on, you know, then taking action on it? Can, you know, like I could say right now, you know what, I think I'm going to become the Prime Minister of Canada, because I can do that because I'm Canadian, right? I'm going to become the Prime Minister of Canada. But if I don't do anything about that, nothing's going to shift. No timelines are going to change, right?
Yep. Yep. So this is the interesting piece. Because we live in, say, the 3D world, you and I are talking about this question in a 3D realm. Mm-hmm. The 3D realm, because it's physical, does require an action piece still. So we can think about something and have an idea, but we need to be in action about it. It's much, another example of that is like the lottery. You know, you might want to win the lottery, but if you don't buy a lottery ticket, you can't allow, you're stopping the universe from being able to manifest that reality. Because if you don't have a ticket, you can't win it anyway. So yeah. The same thing as the president, you've got to actually be in action. But just to expand on that a little bit too, you and I as consciously ascending beings, and all of us here in this audience, we need to choose that. So literally almost make a daily practice or a regular practice of choosing. I choose to expand my consciousness. I choose to raise my consciousness. And yes, we all fall back. We all have our highs and lows and bits and pieces. But as we choose that higher aspect, we open ourselves up and we go up a little bit, you know, and we choose again and we go up a little bit more. And then yes, life comes in sometimes and we go down a little bit, but that's okay. And then we keep choosing this more. And as we do that, just like when we go to the gym, this is how our reality is like a fractal. So many other things, like the plutonic solids that everything is constructed out of in our physical reality. There's a repeat in all of this. So if you go to the gym once a month, you're not really going to get fit. Go to the gym every day, you're going to get fitter. So the same sort of repeating aspect of the fractal exists with consciousness. I choose. So the very first thing I do every morning is my spiritual practice in the morning. You know, you don't have to for everyone else, it just fit it in with your life. But I choose that. I love it, because when I'm in the morning, you know, the first like hour and a half of my day is so incredible. I almost, you know, it's hard almost to come back into the day, so to speak.
Right.
You know, but it's a choice. And I've noticed that when I don't do that, I feel and observe and experience the ramifications of that, where there's more challenges, more 3D stuff, more drama, more, you know, mm-hmm. Nothing's right or wrong. It's just a choice. And just
it's just
an
a choice. Yeah. And then as you're choosing throughout your day, how is your day going? How is your life going? Are you like able to experience everything that you'd like to experience? If not, perhaps there may be a different choice required, right?
Yeah.
And Renata was talking just really quickly about, because we're talking about patterns again, about what about that moving changed a pattern to a bad pattern that already existed, so we fall in another pattern?
Well, I love that question. Thanks for asking it. Renita, I hope I'm saying it right. Renita.
Thanks. Renata.
Renata, essentially, this is again, our mind puts this into, see, in a 3D realm, we have duality. So duality is this huge contrast, happy, sad, good, bad. And so we experience this contrast. It's a beautiful place for learning for the soul, because when we have this contrast, it's easy for us at a soul vibrational level to make a choice. This feels good, so I like this. This doesn't feel good, so I don't like that. I'm not going to do that anymore. So coming back to your answer with the patterns, we can experience something. Say we have a certain life in a certain country in a certain way, and then we move to the new country. If we don't change vibrationally, we will probably manifest and experience the same thing again, because you are here and there you are here again.
Yeah.
You know, you might be looking at different scenery, but if you are the same within yourself, you will usually just manifest exactly the same and feel exactly the same. However, as you choose to do things differently, you choose to experience things differently. And especially if you choose to raise your vibration, your consciousness, that just the other piece of experiencing things just seems to automatically unfold. And then you just naturally and organically change your vibration and your life manifests differently. So it's when you do a big move, it's easier because you've got less of the daily patterns that are in this new place, so it's easier to release. So that's what I'd say, and I hope this is an answer to your question. You know, when you move, it's easier to release the old patterns because you don't have those same little reminders, pointers happening in your day, which tend to trigger those little patterns. When you go somewhere else and you choose to be different, you can release this stuff much more easily. Does that answer your question?
And also, you know, as you're going through your day, you know, ask, okay, do I want to do this? Does this feel good? Does this not feel good, right? So you're always choosing what you want. So that bad pattern, you know, that you might be choosing, does it feel good? Cool. It doesn't, then you still want to choose it? Cool, right?
Yeah, and the thing too is also your, you know, another example for that I encourage everyone in the audience is, If you're in a moment and you have the presence to ask yourself, what would my higher self do right now? How would my higher self deal with this right now? And you might not have an answer in the moment, and that's okay. But as you choose to say that and ask the question, you're opening yourself up, you're opening your awareness, you're opening your consciousness up to more. And as you do so, then stuff starts to just pop in. It's usually thoughts, you know, we don't tend to go, you know, hello, yes, young Paul, your answer is this. You know, God doesn't suddenly come to us as a voice, usually.
Usually not, no.
But we do tend to just get this idea. And I thought, wow, okay. And we just think it's our own thoughts, which it is. If you think your higher self is whispering down at you, hey, Alara, why don't you do this? And then that idea pops into your mind. Well, why wouldn't it be your own thought? Because your higher self was talking to you about it. So
it's you anyways.
Yeah. So that piece, it just pops in, you know, and it's a place of trusting. You know, when you get these ideas, if you ignore them, just like any of us, and this is this pattern again, if I talk to you all the time, Alara, and you ignore me, I'm going to stop talking to you. But if you listen to me, then I'm going to talk to you more. So it's the same with our higher self. If we keep ignoring our guidance from our higher self, it doesn't get annoyed with us. It just, you know, tends to talk to us less. But as we trust and listen to it more, we're going to get it wrong. We do get things wrong in our interpretation. That's just part of the process, but more and more comes in, and then our life becomes incredible because we start to be guided from our heart and from our higher self, and that guidance is so beautiful. It's like the river flowing back to the ocean. The river doesn't see a rock and go, ah, there's a rock in the way, you know, which is us humans going, ah, I've got this problem, ah. The water just flows around the rock and keeps going, you know. Mm-hmm. So as we tap into our higher self gives us clarity in the moment. We go, okay, it's not a big boulder. It's just a pebble in the path. So I'll deal with it and then I'll keep going.
So, you know, on a practical level, I have a client who, you know, keeps having struggles, money problems. Everything breaks down and, you know, she's like, I don't know what to do anymore, you know, and I can't, and she's expecting money to just fall into her lap, you know, and it's like, well, that's not going to happen. Right. So can you talk about that? Because that can sometimes be like a real practical problem for some people about abundance or prosperity or just not having enough money, or they want to do something really grandiose, not grandiose, not the right word, but something that they really love, but they can't because they don't have the money.
Yeah. You know, that is a beautiful question. And I think it pretty much applies to all of us, myself included. So, okay. And this is, again, this is where the mind has a little bit of a problem in the 3D mind. So I apologize. When I say mind, I'm referring to 3D mind because we actually have a greater mind. So if I say mind, I mean 3D mind. Our 3D mind just has the little bubble of experiences and knowledge that we have from this little lifetime that we have. And that's all it's got to kind of work with. So we may have worthiness issues, for example, where we've been incredible light workers for many, 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 many lifetimes earlier than this one. For example, we've been burned at the stake. We've been stoned. We've been extricated. Our family's been killed in front of us because we, you know, we chose to share the light and be this light for people. We chose to be a healer, and society wasn't at that place. It's just an unfoldment of consciousness, by the way. So again, no judgment. consciousness has an idea and it just unfolds. So we were persecuted, and what's happened is the persecution has been so traumatic, we've had a tendency to have this level of this vibration of unworthiness. And if it's really intense, as we go through next lifetime, next lifetime, next lifetime, if you believe in multiple lifetimes, we tend to carry that with us, which is many people label as baggage mm-hmm. from this lifetime, baggage from other lifetimes. So we can do and be in action in this world to do with money, but this is an interesting piece. And this is something really powerful that Ishtara, the being that taught us the universal sphere, has actually created some incredible teachings on this with money, about worthiness. Because we can do everything that we're taught and say, if we buy the book, The Secret, and we do everything that The Secret tells us. But if we don't have that self-worth, that worthiness, that lack of worthiness can undermine the whole creation, because everything we think and we dream, we desire, is transmitted out to the universe. The universe says yes to everything, and it will deliver to us that which we're coherent in our desires. But if I'm wanting to have more money, but there's a piece of me in my vibration that feels I'm not worthy of owning money, or when I earn money, I was killed, or, you know, all sorts of bad perceptions about money. Money is bad, especially in some cases, you know, there's been certain consciousness thought processes where we've been taught that money is bad, you know, the money is the root of all evil, et cetera, mm-hmm. and things like that. Those might just be words, but the words actually penetrate in and remain in our consciousness if they're said often enough. And so there's an underlying piece of us. The universe wants to give us money and bring us more clients, or bring us more money and more wages, whatever it may be. But we say, I'm not worthy. And as that unworthiness just literally blocks the universe from giving it to us. So you can do lots of things for this lovely lady. She can be a beautiful person, and she can try lots of things, but if at her core she's not worthy, then the universe can't give it to her, because the unworthiness kind of blocks that whole piece. Mm-hmm. But we're not aware of it. This is the thing that's sort of at our humanness why so frustrating, because there isn't some big flag saying you're unworthy, you know? So the problem with that is, this is why I love the unified field. As we start to tap into this more, we start to get these ideas, we start to get this knowingness, we get this clarity of a bigger perspective. And as we do so, we start to go and notice, wow, I saw that person with that BMW, and I think, you know, look, most people that drive BMWs are assholes. And as soon as I think that, oh, wow, I caught myself, wow, I have this massive vibration. This isn't me, by the way, I just gave you a hypothetical. You know,
you ask my husband.
Oh, okay, so there you go. So you, as soon as you think that, you suddenly become aware, wow, I have this huge vibrational piece about people that drive BMWs are assholes. They're not. They're lovely people. You know, mm-hmm. everyone is entitled to be exactly who they are in their experience. So, but if I ever wanted to buy a BMW, I have a lot of problems with that. And I also have problems in getting more money, because I have an issue with people that have more money. Yeah. You know, so then this awareness starts to creep in. And this is what I love about the unified field, because we start to get these downloads and we go, ooh, okay, I'll change that. So now every time I see a BMW, I think, what a lovely car. What a great person. Thank you so much. You know, thank you for giving me this experience. And as you do that, it sounds silly, but as you're meant to be silly, because your silliness uplifts your vibration, your silliness makes your happiness come out, raises your vibration. And it's so easy to release the old stuff, because the mind goes, well, what's the point of being upset about someone and driving a BMW? Does that serve me? No. All you do is feel bad. But if you go, oh, thanks for that exploration about the BMW, then you feel better. So you gained out of it instead of losing out of it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully yeah. that.
Kind yeah. Of thank you. That's a great, great example. Yay. I love it. So do we want to experience the unified field, experience the sphere, or do you want to talk about the special offers first? Totally up to you, whatever you want to do.
Well, let's do an experience of the universal sphere. I'll just explain that for a little bit first, and then I'll put it in context, and then we can open up to Q&A and then do an offer, for example. That'll be perfect. When we come back, I'll just let you all know, generally when we come back from this, we kind of feel kind of a little bit blown out and just, wow, you know, like that gaga. So, and we tend to feel lovely. We feel calm and centered. So I'm going to give you a little bit of an explanation of the universal sphere, and I'll also frame the experience we're about to have, just because for most of us, we will potentially also experience it slightly differently. You won't always experience it the way I experience it, but it helps give you something to put it in context. Because remember, we're going beyond what our mind is aware of for most of us at this point in time. Mm-hmm. So just the universal sphere. Okay, so this was something that was taught to us by a high-dimensional, multidimensional being. The being's name is Ishtar. She's incredibly loving, incredibly patient. She asks us or teaches us things, and she just parks, and she can just wait for an answer, whether we give her an answer in 10 seconds or 10 years. She's just beautiful. Her presence just waits, you know. But she's also powerful in being able to share with us information and be clear. So she taught us this thing called the universal sphere. It was actually taught, channeled by my lovely wife, Holly. And Ishtara taught this to us in a night, literally, you know, at least in its original sense. We had about 50 years of healing experience between the group of four people that were in that evening. And we all went, oh yeah, whatever, you know, but we did what she showed us, and it felt different. And this is the cool thing for people here. A lot of us here today have done energy work. So this is part of your litmus paper test. Just feel it. See if it feels different to the energy stuff that you've done before. This is what I love. You know, it's your own little test. Let's suss this out and see if it feels different. Because it's not, for example, Reiki, it's not Qigong, it's none of those pieces. And it works very differently to that as well. So think of it in this context. We've lived thousands of years. We had the Piscean Age, which was masculine dominated. Okay. And it was just an experiment. Consciousness has an idea that consciousness piece plays out. And what happened was the masculine domination created a greater separation from source. So as the thousands of years unfolded, we became less aware of our higher self in bits and pieces. And imbalanced, you know, the masculine domination didn't honor the feminine, which is wrong. So what's happening now is we're moving to this Aquarian age. There's this new balance coming in as the divine feminine steps forward, and we're moving into a far more unlimited powers of who we are, because we're this divine feminine is now coming in equality, which is how it should be. It's really beautiful. We have tools now helping us in this ascension process, as I said, and the universal sphere is one of these tools. The thing that it's been on the planet now for seven and a half years. It was taught to us in December the 13th, 2011. So it's been here since then. And we've learned so much more now. And it almost blows my mind every day, and the experiences with the universal sphere and what it does, the miracles it creates every day. And Ishtara says that her early experience on the planet Earth, because she was in a physical form on the planet in the early days before Christ and in the Egyptian times as well, with the Temple of Isis and those sort of magical aspects of that. And she said that what I learned was magical at the time, but it wasn't truly magic, because as you start to learn and operate beyond the reality that you're aware of, it simply becomes real. So this is where the universal sphere and the unified field piece is so wonderful, because it sounds magical now, but as we start to connect with it and experience it more and live it, it then just becomes a part of our reality, because we've expanded to more. So so she taught this to us. It continues to just become even more incredible. The thing I love about the universal sphere, literally, we teach it online, live. It's not a recorded class. It's all live. It's just like Alara and I talking here now on Zoom. You learn it literally in a day. You don't need months or years to master it like we used to in more of the more traditional modalities. You can literally do it and use it for anything. So when we used energy in the past, we tended, and I mean this in a generalized statement, we tended to use it for healing. What you do with the universal sphere is you can use it for healing, but you can also use it to bring in solution energy, awareness. You can use it to help relationships. You can use it to help situations. You can, for example, you've been looking for months to try and find a home and you feel lost, do a universal sphere. And within a couple of days, I have clients that have found their home. We've had people that have, you know, we've even fixed car batteries with it, so to speak. So, you know, this is where we're starting to get out of the box that our mind puts things in and says, okay, you use this for this. Well, suddenly, no, the universal sphere is literally, you can use it for just about everything. So what we're going to do today, now coming back to that little experience I'm about to do for us, what I want everyone to do here shortly, and same for the replay, because the universal sphere is multidimensional and it exists outside of time and space, so what happens today live will work just as well on a replay. And this is the thing I love about it. And so this is, again, getting us out of our limitations. So what I encourage all of the audience right now, check in with yourself. How do you feel right now? How do you feel physically? How do you feel emotionally? And how do you feel spiritually at this point in time? So this is like your litmus paper test. So this is how I feel now. My mind's got lots of questions because Paul and Alara are talking about all sorts of things. And, you know, I've got something I have to do. I've got to go and do the shopping and I mustn't forget such and such. And, oh, that's right. My kids need me to do this before they come home. So you're in that kind of space. And then we'll check in when we finish this experience and see literally in 5 minutes how you change and in an incredible way. Okay.
Awesome.
So all you need to do as the audience is just either sit down or lay down, just be comfortable. And I'll be doing the universal sphere this end. I'm not doing it for one person. I'm doing it. And this is the cool thing about the universal sphere being now we're starting to learn into unlimited. I can do this universal sphere for the group, which is the group that exists out of time and space. So it's the group of us here today, but it's the group of everybody that listens to the replays between now and the whole life of the replay. This is what starts, our mind can't get it because it's outside of time now. So you could go back and listen to the replay and still feel potentially exactly the same thing. So, and I encourage everyone to go back and listen to the replays because you will. And the more you experience it, the more it becomes a reality in your life. That's why we teach people how to do the universal spheres, because then you can be empowered and learn to do it yourself. You're not reliant on me or anyone else. Alara is a practitioner of the universal sphere. You can go to Alara and say, Alara, can I please pay for you to do a universal sphere session for me? And that's cool. But
I'll say yes.
so, you know, please do that because you can experience it. But the thing about that also, I'm a big believer of empowering ourselves because too many of our lives in this lifetime and earlier lifetimes, we've been disempowered. Now is our turn to step forward and go, look what I can do, and I can do for myself and I can do for others, because this is in being in service for ourselves and others. So when you learn to do the universals for yourself, you can do them every day, which just like going to the gym. If I went to Alara to do sessions, I'd make Alara very rich and I'd be very poor because I'd be paying for lots of sessions. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. But if you learn to do the universals for yourself, you can do, you know, 10, 20 spheres a day if you wanted to, or one a day or one a week if you wanted to, but it's up to you. And then your experience can accelerate at the speed that you choose based on the spheres that you do. So that's the universal sphere piece. Now, the universal, the unified field piece. So what I'm going to do is as you're relaxing, ideally with your eyes closed, just be in this openness, okay? I encourage you to check in because it's always good to question. So please feel free to question. This is, and then feel what you feel different. But try not to be in the place of your mind, because the mind doesn't exist in the universal sphere. You need to move to a place of feeling. So this is why it's nice when you're relaxed. You just feel, what do I feel right now? You know, what's happening with me right now? You know, and as you just almost in a meditative state, you just open yourself up and then you get to experience what you experience. What we're about to experience is generally very subtle. So some of you have already experienced this. As Ilara said, we're in the unified field all day, every day, because it is everything. But we're just not aware of it. So what's likely going to happen for you, and I say likely because each of us are unique, So please take this with a little bit of a grain of salt. You will experience the space where you're literally in space. You're in the void. You're in this sort of nothingness. You're formless. You don't have a physical body anymore. You're light. You have no more limitations. You can just be there. You can be present. And generally, you're just there being, okay? And then this, you have an awareness of a whole lot more potentially, but you're not really sure what it is. And when we first start to experience it, we really don't know how to frame this other piece. So some of you will see light, some of you will see patterns, some of you will experience certain things. And that's cool too, just trust it. And then when we come back and we wake up physically as such, you'll have remembrance of that. Some of it will also fade fairly quickly. So if you have a pencil or something or a pen, you might want to write a few little things down, because just like a dream, that reality vibrationally can be so different to where you're at now. It very quickly fades. So you, that's right. That was really cool. But what was it? So, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's all to do with vibration. Okay. So I think I've talked enough. So let's do the fun bit. This is the bit I love.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just take a couple of deep breaths first. I'll guide you on some breaths, because the breaths will just help us move to a place of feeling, so we get out of the space of our mind. So take a beautiful deep breath in, and just as you breathe in, draw some light into yourself, because you are this beautiful light being. Let this light come in, whatever color you choose. It could be white, could be yellow, could be pink, could be green. Let it come in, and as it comes in, let it nourish your physical and nourish your light bodies as it fills you out and expands you. Breathe out. And as you're breathing out, any of that mind stuff, those questions, the busyness, just let it go out of your breath and get smaller and smaller and smaller. And take another beautiful deep breath in. As you breathe in, breath is consciousness. Bring consciousness in, bring light in. Let it fill you up and let it expand you even more. Feel this expansiveness. And as you breathe out, again, those little thoughts, let that worriness of the mind, just let it get smaller and smaller and smaller. And then as you breathe in again, draw some more light into yourself. And as you do so, feel as you become even more lighter, because you are this beautiful light being. And as you breathe out, just allow your focus, allow your consciousness to move to the place of your heart. So our physical heart, the heart, our connection to a place of feeling. So it's like we move all of our eyes, ears, mouth, mind, everything down to this place of our heart. So we're just feeling, just feel. And as you just be in this space, I'm going to start doing the universal sphere. And just relax, allow, you may even choose to just be aware of your breath as you have this calm, slow, gentle, even breath coming in and out. And as you're aware of your breath, as I said, I'm doing the universal sphere here, this end. And there'll be a few moments of silence, and that's okay. You haven't lost the connection or anything. But I will just chime in and give you a little bit of guidance as we move forward in this process. And as you have moved from the place of being in your physical form and you draw more light into yourself, have you noticed that you feel a little bit lighter? And now simply, almost like you're looking up at the sky, just allow yourself to see the stars. And imagine yourself like you're floating, immersed in the stars.
And from the space, make the choice to expand your energy out. Just expand yourself. Somewhat like the Michelin Man, but much, 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 much more. Remember, you're now moving to a place that is, you're not 3D anymore. You may have some awareness of your 3D body, but you're not 3D anymore. You're reaching out, you're choosing to experience more. And allow yourself to expand even more. While you're in, I might say, space. And as you expand more, notice that you are not physical anymore. Notice that you don't have a shape anymore. You're like this cloud that's floating in space. And just simply be in the space. You may have an awareness. You may see many more stars. And be in a place of feeling. And now expand yourself even more. Remember, you are now in a place where there are no limitations. Expand yourself more. And as you expand yourself more, you are now formless and enormous. Feel the radiance of you in this beautiful, subtle way. And as you gaze forth, you may see an illumination in the distance, for example, this beautiful bright light. And as you look at this bright light, notice that you may feel these waves of love, unconditional love, as this light passes through you. You're this beautiful light being, and as you feel, as this light passes through you, feel as every photon of yourself becomes more and more excited. Feel the upliftment of this beautiful vibration of unconditional love. You are just here, vibrating. Expand yourself even more. And even more. Feel even more of this beautiful radiant light as it passes through you, and feel how you are even more nourished. Feel how this somehow feels familiar. This is not strange. This is you in your universal self. This is not new. Feel the familiarity. It almost like it feels like home. Expand yourself even more. And as you do so, allow your awareness to move to the unified field. There is this field. You may not see it, you may not sense it, but there's just this feeling. There is this field around you, the field that connects everything. It is everything. Very, very subtle. As you expand some more, there's more of you overlapping, more of you in, more of you connected to the unified field. And you may have an even greater awareness of this something. Feel how it feels lovely, it feels normal. And just simply be in this space. Notice in your awareness, in your clarity in this space, the things, the problems that you have in your physical third dimensional form, which you may still have some awareness, but you can see it's almost like that piece of you is off in the distance. From this place in the unified field, can you see that a lot of the issues, dramas, problems, they just seem quite small? And in the place of the infinite, this unified field, there is no shortage of solution energy. Solutions, anything and everything has a solution. It's easy. And feel how from this place you are calm, centered, relaxed, and simply aware. Now, just allow yourself to just slowly come back to Mother Earth, the planet. Come back down to your country. Come back down to your home. Come back to the room, that aspect of you that's chosen to be in your physical body. Come back down into your physical body. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, just completely step into your physical body, like you're moving into a jumpsuit. You're completely coming into your body. You're doing the zip all the way up. And as you take another deep breath in and out again, just slowly come back some more and be fully embodied in your body. And whenever you're ready, just slowly open your eyes. And check in with yourself now. What do you feel like now, literally 5-6 minutes later? And this is the cool thing. I'm doing the universal sphere here. It's simply, in this case, helping you get to this place. And so what I was describing wasn't the universal sphere. I'm just simply, thank you, Fanny. Fanny says, more ease with my body. This, do you feel clearer right here? Do you feel peaceful right now? Do you feel in a place?
I didn't want to come back.
You don't want to come back?
No. Like it was so nice. I did not want to come back. It's like, what? Why? Why do we have to go back?
Yeah.
More light.
And it feels familiar because it is familiar because it is us in our true form, in our larger form. So, Franny says, yes, also peace. Linda says, I started off so sleepy. Now I feel bright, alert, lit up. So energy. Thanks, Linda. Linda's one of the universal sphere practitioners. So, you know, the beautiful thing about this is it just, it does light you up, but you feel clear in the moment. This is our true self. We're being reminded of who we really are. You know, this is why it feels so good. And this is why I encourage everybody, if you learn to do the universal sphere, you can go to this place whenever you like. You know, it's, and as you do so, it's a little bit like sometimes we need to be reminded. So we do something and our husband or wife says, oh, you know, can you please not do that in future? And you repeat that habit a few times, and when they remind you 2 or 3 more times, it sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. You can use the universal sphere to help get you to the place. And this is the cool thing. See, the mind can't get this. I'm doing the sphere here. You're just sitting there. But my universal sphere that I'm doing here is influencing all of us in this time and in the future. So this is what's so cool about it. So Mary says, I didn't listen the last part, first emptiness and then extremely peace and calm now. So yeah, thank you. Thanks, Mary. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah. I just wanted to stay there. It's like, oh my goodness, you know, if we could just be in that space for like every day, start off that way, you know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christina said so much healing. Renata, how was it for you? Putting her on the spot. She is looking good.
I fell asleep.
You fell? She fell asleep.
Like good. Always.
Like
sleep
always.
Sleep is good too. Sleep is good. But see, the thing is what we were saying, earlier in our interview a little bit earlier. See, we have our perspective of our 3D world, and this is why the universal sphere is so powerful, because it's so quickly, we don't have to sit on the top of a mountain for 7 years to get illumination anymore. Yeah. We used to, but now we don't. So now you can be in 5 to 7 minutes, you can shift your consciousness in a huge way. And then as you're aware of it more and more, it starts to become real and it starts to become a part of your life. So that, thanks, Mary. Paul, I love it. Wow, together, delete everything. Renita says floating. Christina, excited. You know, this is excited because there is more. We've just been shown there is more. And it's familiar because our universal self is very well aware. That's how our universal self hangs out all the time. So, and then we get to choose. Do we choose this? And so by doing, learning to do spheres, we can get to that space and experience more. And as we be there, when we go through life, suddenly life doesn't take a stranglehold of us and say, oh no, you know, we can connect to that and literally becomes a state of being if we need to. And we can be clear in the moment, even while we've got something we need to be in action about.
Mm-hmm.
It makes our whole life a beautiful experience because it takes a lot of the horrible stuff out. We're still going to feel someone's hurt or something like that. We still feel the pain, but it's not, doesn't strangle us anymore. We go, okay. And then we also get to understand the bigger picture of what happened then, you know. So we start to have this greater awareness. It just naturally flows in. This is the cool thing. You don't have to go to school to learn this. As you learn the universal sphere and you start to play in this realm, this stuff just organically happens. It's just like as we go to the gym, we just naturally get stronger and fitter.
Yeah, no, that was really nice. Yeah, it's kind of like being expanded and alert at the same time, and and then it takes you to that space of okay, well, you know, what else is possible?
Yeah,
right? And so those little problems, they somehow become so insignificant.
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole thing. It starts to put things into the real context. You know, when you hear a being from a higher dimensional realm, you don't see them going, oh no, I've got this problem today. And you know, they're in this beautiful, loving space. So this is helping us to get to that same space again. So we can be that in our, you know, Christina says blessed. Renita also says wholeness. That's true. Because we're starting to, this time of ascension is us embodying the greater wholeness of who we are instead of this little piece of us that's this little 3D piece. So does anyone have any questions? Because now is probably a good time to go some questions as we kind of still in our fairly blissed state. And then about the
heart. And that's the thing when you're in this state, you know, it's like, what questions?
Yeah, that's
it. I have no questions. I feel good.
Can I just be here for a while? I said everyone will just be kind of blissed for a while. It's kind of, it's normal. And it doesn't change. It actually gets more. As you go to the space more, and you know, maybe Denise or Linda, if either of you would like to just chime in on the chat here, as you've done and experienced more universal spheres, have you felt that when you first experience it, it's become more? Because you know, it does. We start to embody more of that vibration, because again, it's all about vibration. So we choose to go to the space. Galina, you unmuted yourself. Did you have a question, Galina?
Yes, I do. I wonder, you say there are solutions there.
Mm-hmm.
How we can do this time when I'm there, should I ask a question to get that solution, or it will come later? How is it working?
That's a lovely question. Thank you for asking. You know, again, this is. I'm just going to digress just for a second, and I'll answer your question. When we lived in the Piscean masculine age, there was this step, then this step, then this step. It was very, you know, regimented. And if you didn't do that, then you did it wrong, and it wouldn't work. So what's happening now as we move to the Aquarian age, and the beautiful divine feminine is coming forward, there is this flow happening. So now I'm coming back to answer your question. When you're in that space, ask the question. You may get an answer in the moment, and that's cool. You may not, and that's cool too. See, this is where the procedures start to fall away. What happens then is just be in this place of trust that as you are in the unified field, addressing things with your universal self and starting to operate from infinite solutions, not just the limited solutions that your 3D mind can deal with, you just expect. So when you come back out again, if you don't have an answer, don't worry about it. Just trust that something's going to come forward. And as you do so, most likely, and this is the cool thing I love about the universal sphere, I've done hundreds and thousands of universal spheres. Everyone, even today, I have no idea how the outcome is going to unfold. Absolutely none whatsoever. This is what's so exciting about it, because the 3D mind can't get it. And as soon as my mind thinks, oh, this is the solution, what I'm doing is straight limiting it back to 3D, which isn't where the universal sphere exists. It exists multidimensionally. And that's what makes it exciting, because you don't know how it's going to unfold. And I'll give you an example of this. A lady I touched on before that was trying to find a home. She'd been searching for nearly 8 months. She actually did a video testimonial. So when you look on the little sales page, you'll see an interview there from Diane, and she'll talk about the story I'm just sharing now about a house. She was having difficulty finding a house. And so she asked me to do some, she paid for me to do some spheres for her. Literally within 2 days, she found the house. Within 4 days, she'd signed that house. But the extra bonus, so this is where the mind goes, but the extra bonus is she got a mortgage rate even better than her mortgage person could get for her. So these are kind of the cool things that happens with the universal sphere, where your mind says this is an outcome, but the universe goes, no, but wait, there's more. And so then she got a really cool rate. And that's pretty normal. The outcome quite often comes in a form that you don't anticipate, or it comes in an order that you don't anticipate. So you might think this has to happen, then this has to happen, and suddenly the end result happens and this other piece didn't happen first. And your mind goes, oh no, what am I going to do? Because that's supposed to happen that way. It doesn't matter. Now, this is where we start to move to this new place of alignment and flow with who we are and what's happening in the universe, rather than being caught up with those little rocks that we're looking at as big boulders. So I hope that answered your question, Galina.
Yes, it does. It means that I am in a state of universals. I am there. And at that moment, I focus on the question. I focus on something which I see as a challenge or issue, and see what happens. Is it right?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be open to it. Be open to whatever comes next, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Enjoy. And then, as I say, I encourage you to learn to do the universal sphere, because then you can do that anytime you want, whenever you want. Go there, and you know that's where the real empowerment is, because that's, you know, then you're not reliant on anyone or anything. You can do them whenever you want, and that's what I love about this, because then that's empowering us.
Well, so Linda just wrote in the chat her experience with the spheres.
There's definitely and evolving in my process, where it becomes very fluid and flowy. Also, regarding solutions, Sometimes just by trusting in the highest and best for situations, I've witnessed, experienced subtle and even magical, miraculous evolving right here in my family, lovely and so gentle and simple. So thanks, Linda. Beautiful words, and thank you for sharing that with us. It's, you know, that's an example of a lovely lady, a lovely soul who's learned how to do the universal sphere, and how in this example she's given, it's provided solutions and an openness, and it's gentle and simple. Mm-hmm. I like simple things.
I like simple. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Let's see. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And if you're not on the live page, you can go to alara.at/show/Paul to take a look at the special offer that Paul has for us. There's some information about the spheres, and then there's two packages. Oh, I should just share my screen. Yes, Alara, be smart.
That's okay. I've just sent the link through in the chat as well for people as well.
Yeah. There we go.
There it goes.
Right. So there's two packages, special offer A and special offer B. So do you want to talk about them?
I'd love to. Thanks, Alara. Essentially, one might almost say I've reversed the order of the packages. The universal sphere is something, Alara, if you just scroll back up again a little bit, I'll just go through that little bit of red text.
Yep.
You know, the universal sphere will help you manifest improved outcomes to events and situations in your life. It'll bring in new solutions to challenging problems. Now, I want to emphasize on this. It's not all about fixing what's wrong. This is the cool thing. We can actually make something good even better. We do tend to work on fixing things that are broken or wrong, as one might say, but you can use it to make stuff even better. So we can help improve relationships, whether the relationship is good to better or challenging to good. We all feel greater inner peace every day, as we feel right here, right now, we experience. Helps us live a more heart-centered life, because as I'm sure you can feel now, test in with yourself, it's so easy to be in that beautiful place of your heart. Embody clarity to make wiser decisions. Most of us do feel calmer, clearer right now. And just to elaborate on, most people are probably thinking, and I might be tuning in on this because they're telling me, how long does this last? So again, for most of us, it's a different length of time. Some of us could enjoy the space that we're in here now for days. If life comes in suddenly, and affects us, that tends to alter that vibration, and then we can go, if we allow it to affect us, then we go back into our little 3D world, our 3D vibration, etc. So it really depends on how much we allow the world to come in and influence us. As you learn more and do more universal spheres, you actually stay there. So it's super cool. The world, our life, has less of an impact on us, so to speak, but we're still part of it. We don't space out or anything like that. We can heal on multiple levels. We easily connect to and express unconditional love, which unconditional love has been quite hard for us as humans for a long time. It's naturally who we are in our higher selves. We have a greater connectedness to our higher self. So as we were touching on before, we get this insight as to coming into us with just either our imagination or ideas just pop in. It's very subtle. And it expands our consciousness to the level of the unified field. We experience more deep relaxation and so much more. So that's kind of that piece in the nutshell. And then the two offers, as I was wanting to provide for everybody here, they're a little bit, one might say, backwards, because we really want to encourage everyone with offer A, simply because it's a more complete offer. Offer A has three universal sphere sessions with myself. So you can have three completely unique universal sphere sessions. We can be working on particular things you want some help with in your life, whatever it may be. And we also teach you how to do the universal sphere. Super cool. It's online, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world. Just like we're on the Zoom call today, we actually do it on Zoom and we teach as well. So it's super easy. And also there's the bonus is the universal sphere quick start program. So while you're waiting from between today to when we actually teach you online, which was about once a month we teach these classes, you can get straight into it. So we've already got some videos and training for you that you can already start to play with the universal sphere. You don't have to go and wait for another month, for example, before the online class. So all of that really is this beautiful $297, which is off its regular pricing, is about a 52% saving, $322. So, and there is a one payment or a two payment option. So it's up to you whether you want to choose to do that with a two payment or just the one. Just to let everyone know though, if we do the two payment option, we ask that we won't be able to do the class until you've done the full two payment options. So, okay. And then the offer B is for someone who just wants to just dabble their foot in the water and just see a little bit. So it's just the three Universal Sphere sessions. So we can basically just experience three Universal Sphere sessions with me, and it allows you to kind of just sense it a little bit more rather than jumping the whole, you know, both feet in, so to speak. So it's really entirely up to yourself. It's what feels right for you. You know, it doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. Tune into your heart and let your heart guide you in this piece, because your heart really knows how to guide you with everything in your life. So if it's right for you, it'll feel good. And Alara's just scrolling through. Those are some of the video testimonials we have. Here's a little bit more information about the Universal Sphere class that we teach. So a little bit more information about the class itself. As I say, it's all online. It's live. I'm talking to you live, just like we are here now. It's a whole day class. We teach you how to do Universal Spheres in a multitude of different ways. So you can do them for yourself, for others, for animals, for businesses, for your land, for your home, for space clearing, for situations, for global events, you name it. So it's really cool. So the next two classes, and again, if you can't make it to either of these, we will honor for the next 12 months any class subsequent. So there's one in August, on Saturday, August the 4th. It's 4 p.m. Pacific time to 11 p.m. Pacific time. So if you just work out your time zone, because I know we're from all different parts of the world. And then the next class is almost literally a month later in September. And then the class after September won't be through till November, because my lovely wife, in October, we're going to be in Japan teaching people in Japan this beautiful modality. We're actually flying over there to do that. So, and then this is the bonus, the little bit more information here about the quick start bonus, where you can learn how to do all of the Universal Sphere in a smaller sort of little subset online. So it's right there, so you can start to learn. So that's it in a nutshell. Thanks, Alara, for sharing.
Awesome. Wonderful.
Yeah. So yes. Does anyone have any questions that they, now that we've kind of come back a little bit more, does anyone have any more questions that you might want to know about the Universal Sphere? Or I think we're all still looking. I still see lots of smiles all in that lovely space.
I was just checking to see if there's anything else in the chat. So Denise was writing in. She said, thank you for all the information. I never get enough of hearing about and experiencing Universal Spheres. They're always uplifting and positive. Yeah.
And thank you, Denise. Denise is actually a Universal Sphere instructor. So she's actually learned how to do it so she can share and teach other people. So yeah, we've had some cool experiences with Denise, and it just continues to expand. So bring it on, I say.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah. So does anybody have any questions, comments, feedback? Let's see where we are. Here we go. Wow. And it doesn't matter how many spheres you do for yourself in a day. You can do as many as you want, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a great question. You know, you really can. You know, if you, you know, there's no limit to the spheres that you can do for yourself and do for others. You know, once you learn how to do it, you can do it for yourself or do it for others. Again, this is where we encourage you just to be in this place of, you know, allowing and feeling. And for those of you that were here today, go back on the replay and just go through that experience, because the cool thing about the experience is you can kind of test it out as well. Okay, this one was live and this one's recorded, and we'll see, does it work the same?
Yeah.
And it does. You'll be surprised how it can still pull you out into that space, because it's helping, reminding us who we really are.
And then you can do this also for your pets, for your children, and for your business.
Yes. And that's the thing. So many of us,
You know, Alara is a trained universal sphere practitioner, so you can also direct questions to her when you finish, because she knows, and she can also do universal sphere sessions. So, you know, she's this beautiful, incredible soul, and so I'm blessed that you're in my life, and I'm so glad that.
I just asked the questions so that to pull out of you, because, you know, it's like I already know. It was like, okay, what else would somebody else want to know? Would like to know? Would be helpful to know, right? So yeah, for everything and anything, you know, like. Problems, you know, get clarity, get information, you know, even upgrade, you know, you automatically start to upgrade your psychic abilities and so on as you start doing the spheres anyways, because you're raising your vibration so much, right?
Yeah, yeah. And Giovanna said, we all want to. Thanks, Alara. Bless you.
Yeah, thank you. I know it's been a long time since I've seen you, so we should...
Do it more often.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah. And the thing is, this is a really gentle healing modality, but it takes you to places where, you know, I know Renetta, she's going to fall asleep each time, which is fine, you know, but it's, when you wake up from it, you'll feel different and you will be different. You will, you know, your consciousness will be changed and you won't be the same anymore. So, yeah. That's, you know, it's really nice and easy and simple, and anybody can do it. And that's, you know, I love tools that empower others, you know, because I, you know, I'm all about empowering people, right? So it's like, yes. You can do this yourself. So why not?
Sorry, Alara, Galina, I think has another question. Do you have another question, Galina?
Very small question. You say that this healing modality, so you can influence well-being of your body. Mm-hmm. Is it interesting? Because I'm mostly in my this higher spheres and with goddess self and all that stuff. And now I knew what my challenge is to balance it with and value my presence and physicality and being real, being human, but yes, divine. Human, so and my body, I want it perfect, you know, this way. So would it help the healing body?
That's a lovely question. Firstly, it's not a healing modality. It's much more than a healing modality. So it's what I use the word tool, because it's a tool of ascension, because it does a lot more than healing. So, and interesting enough, we actually called it a healing modality when Ishtara first taught it to us, and she said, please don't. She never tells us to do anything, but she only suggests. So she suggested to us, you know, please don't call it a healing modality, because it's much more than that. But as far as helping you being grounded, the universal sphere won't really do a good job of helping you be more grounded and present in the physical form. What I would encourage you with that piece, though, now this would be outside of the universal sphere. You know, really, this is, again, a choice that we get to choose. We can choose to be more in the higher aspects, but we are more powerful here in our physical body. There's no limitation in us going to the higher aspects, but as we choose to ground ourselves on the planet, as in walk outside barefoot, put your feet in the ground, really, you know, you put your energy deep into Mother Earth and feel, send her love and allow her to send love back to you, and almost like a taproot, put that taproot into Mother Earth. But also, when you notice when I guided us back, I suggested that you step into your body like a jumpsuit and you do the zip 100% up. This is you choosing to really completely become physically embodied for that aspect of your consciousness. What that does is it gives you more clarity in the moment. It makes you more productive and more useful in this physical 3D world, because I can only speak for myself, but when I'm not well grounded, I tend to be a bit spacey. And I have difficulty in focusing and doing what I need to do in a day. But when I'm grounded, I can still very easily go to the higher aspects. It doesn't limit me when I'm grounded, but I have a greater awareness. So my experience becomes even more while I'm still, when I'm back here, I'm very present. Does that hopefully answer your question?
Thank you so much. I see the balance. You know, you could have it all.
You could
have it all. And
Yes, yes. And think about it, because if we
just... You know, I have a problem with limitations, you know? Sometimes yes. I can't stand it. And I get out. And in the same time, living here, I know that I must... I want to love myself, physical,
yes,
human, you know? And knowing who I am is, it is a little contradiction.
Well, what I suggest to everyone that's still with us in the audience, remember, as a soul, we actually chose to come down to this physical body and live in this physical world. So we chose that. Mm-hmm. And that's, for example, like when I do universal spheres and I choose to go out to the unified field, my experience is a whole lot more profound, and it's really cool, but it's not about my thing. It's about you. So when you do that, it's hard to come back to the physical world. For example, like for all of us, it was a bit challenging coming back, but we choose to come back because we're aware that all of us said we want to come back to this time. We're in this time of ascension, which is a really exciting time. It's a really exciting time to be here now with all of this that's happening. And we're on the front row seats of the coolest show in the universe, literally, because we're in one of the most intense, dense forms, and we're evolving to a higher level of consciousness, which is beyond that. So there's no reason why we can't be still have the experience of the physical while we remain grounded, but extend that even more, all simultaneously, because the consciousness can deal with that super easy. So yeah, thank you for that lovely question, Galena. Where we tend to feel like we want to get out is because we're starting to remember the unlimited aspects of ourselves, and the physical form feels so limiting, we want to get out of here. Believe me, I've spent some time, Holly and I both, we're sick of this planet. We want to get out of this, you know, bugger this. We've too much turmoil, no more, thank you. But that's changed now, because we're very clear. We're here because we've chosen to be here. We're in this time of ascension. Each of us are choosing to basically make ourselves more aware and raise our consciousness to an even higher level. And as we raise our consciousness to a higher level, we actually benefit everybody on the planet, because when you start to understand we're all collectively connected together, as each of us today raise our consciousness, we make known the unknown with everybody. It's like a real example of that was like the 4-minute mile. You know, everyone was trying to make the 4-minute mile and they couldn't do it. And then one person suddenly broke the 4-minute mile, and suddenly within days, weeks, people were breaking the 4-minute mile. This is, again, a perfect example that we are so connected in our consciousness. So as each of us today raises our consciousness, goes to the unified field, then everyone on the planet can more easily do it. Because it's, oh yeah, been there, done that, cool. It's the thing we start to know now. And so as you choose this, Galena, to go to a bigger range, you're making it known for yourself, but you'll start to make it known for everyone else. It's called the ripple out effect that some of our teachers talk about. Because as you know it and experience it, it ripples out in consciousness to others.
I noticed that my perspective of the problem in physicality is changed. It's not a big deal anymore. Nothing is a big deal. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't really matter if it is this way or that way. Mm-hmm. Or it's like I don't mind.
That's the thing. It you don't mind. It's not that it doesn't matter, because things do still matter. Your life's important and other people's lives are important. But you relax into, like the river. The river flows. You know, if there's a big rock there, the rock is there, but that's okay. You just flow around it. So,
attitude changed.
Yes.
Yeah, because I am aware of a bigger picture, and that physicality of human experience is such a small part of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you don't give so much importance to, you know, this perspective. It is... This change of perspective.
But it's an important role we are choosing, because the physical realm helps us learn very quickly. But this 3D realm is so intense and so dense, our mm-hmm. soul can learn things very quickly, because it learns what it likes, what it doesn't like. And so the earth plane is a beautiful plane for growth, very accelerated growth of the soul. So while it it may not be as expansive as the other realms. It has a very, very important role. So, but as you say, it just helps us start to put these things into a new perspective.
And, you know, be balanced, you know, go out there, do whatever you got to do out there, and then come back and bring that energy, bring those, you know, insights, bring that wisdom, bring that knowing down here, and then use it here to create your life, because this is where you're creating your life. You're not creating it out there, right? It's here on the, in this reality.
Yeah.
Right. So, but use that as a tool to go and feel good, expand, raise your vibration, you know, be more space, be more consciousness, and then bring that back here so that you can use that and be more functional and productive in your day-to-day life.
Bring it on, I say.
Thank you. Exactly. Thank you. Thanks. Awesome. Thank you. Great question. And Linda, Renetta saying, thank you. This is a beautiful space to be. Linda saying, it's awesome to know we can influence by pouring all our love into any situation. But now with spheres, I can wrap any situation with the highest possibilities and highest good. Love all of it.
That's it.
Awesome. Thank you.
I love that. And what Linda said, you know, we're working from the place of our heart, which is the highest possibility and the highest and best. Whereas before our mind would be in a place where this is a problem. I don't like it. It has to be this result to fix as a solution. As we start to operate more from our hearts, we start to move. When we teach people universal spheres, we teach them to do it for the highest and best, because it starts to get us out of the mind so that we're not putting a specific outcome. We're starting to allow the real power of creation to come forward. And that's where it gets really exciting and really cool. And it does have amazing, one would say miraculous, but it's miraculous now. But as it becomes part of our everyday life, it's like, it doesn't become blasé, because I still almost have tears some days when I read some of the beautiful stories that come through to us from universal spheres. But it's like, wow, this is real. This is part of our real reality. It's not this little person sitting in this chair in this little room in front of a computer anymore. It's us working together, creating really cool things. And we can help each other. You know, I'm sorry, just going to digress for a second. It's like having an awareness. The 12 boys in Thailand that got caught up in the caves, suddenly we can tune into the awareness of the entire planet, how the planets, people on the planet's hearts open up. And if you allow yourself to go there, you can actually have this awareness of the love that comes out from so many people.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard not to cry with tears of joy, because there are so many beautiful people on this planet, and they all poured so much love to those 12 boys.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
And it was a miracle, or was it a miracle, or was it because of that love, right?
Yeah. And this is where we get to experience more. We get to feel how we really are all connected and how we can help each other in ways without even touching the other person physically. You can still touch them by just knowing about it and sending hope to those boys. You like send a prayer, and that all ripples out. It's huge. It's incredible.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was just so wonderful to see, even on Facebook, all the messages from people saying, oh, that, you know, they've all been saved, or, you know, they're all out, or, you know, like, so many people were watching and being aware of that and pouring their energy and love into it. And it's like, yeah, we can make a difference.
Yes.
Right. So you can also use these spheres for those types of situations as well.
Because it was many done.
Go ahead, Galina. Joy.
Using sphere helps creating from the heart. Is it, I want to connect sphere, going into sphere, universal sphere, and intention is to create from the heart, and you mentioned from the highest and best. Is it how? What do you mean?
Okay, so when we this is kind of starting to touch into the piece of where we're teaching the universal sphere. So I won't go into this in any great detail, because that's why I encourage you to learn to do it. But in essence, see, we feel responsible for something that has to happen a certain way. And as soon as we start, so there's a burden in that piece. But as we start to operate, like when we say a prayer for someone else, do you notice how when you say a prayer, you don't say a prayer for that person to be a certain way? You just say a prayer to literally just help them, you know? And so this is sort of a little bit of an analogy of what I'm talking about here. When we're teaching people to do the universal spheres, the universal sphere and our 3D mind don't exist in the same place. They're physically almost mutually exclusive. So when we're doing universal spheres, like Linda mentioned, for the highest and best peace, we're learning to operate from the place of our heart, and we're allowing to open up. Just might a little bit like, it's not the same, but a little bit like an analogy where you do a little prayer for somebody. You're not saying this is what has to happen with that person. You're just doing a prayer for them. And so the same sort of thing here. You're allowing the highest and best to come out, but you're allowing the decision piece of the highest and best to come from more of a soulic point of view rather than the limited judgmental point of view that our mind creates. That's why we feel so much better when we create from our heart, because from our heart, we're really tapping into a greater level of possibilities, a greater level of the reality of who we are, whereas when we create from the mind, we're only experiencing a very small subset of that. So it doesn't feel as good.
Very limited. Yeah. Thank you, Galina. So yeah, if you want to find out more, you know, if you'd like to, you know, learn to do the spheres on your own, you can do special offer A, or if you want to just experience some spheres with Paul, you can take special offer B and experience it that way. Or Laura. Wonderful. Thank you. All right. I think we're done for today. What do you think?
I think so.
Yes. So I will be sending out the replay email shortly with the video and audio links and all everything with the special offer link. So please do take a look at it. And like I said, the classes are, the next one's August 4th and the one after that, September 16th. Mm-hmm. But you know, definitely take a look at it. It's a lot of fun and it's easy and you can do it. And it's, you know, it's one day and you get to use these spheres for yourself, for your clients, for family and friends, for your car, for your dog, for and for situations that may be coming up in your life. Okay. So thank you. And thank you so much, everyone, for your questions, comments, and feedback.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'll put the special offer info in the email as well. And Paul, thank you so much. This was so much fun. We talked a lot. It's always so fun to talk to you because we could talk for hours and days.
Likewise. Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Giovanna. Thanks, Fanny. Thanks, Galina. Thanks, Sharon. Thanks, Bigfoot. Thanks, Jean. Thanks, Karen. Thank you, Lara. Thank you, Linda. Blessings to you all.
Thank you, everyone. Until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.